The Blake Show on Coast 93.1.
Kelly's here. Todd's here from News Center, Maine. Here's something you don't want to hear from a kid. Something you don't want to hear your kid say. Daddy, I bet you can't guess where I put the rock. Turned out it was the answer was my belly button. One comment on our Facebook page already from this topic. Your kid got what stuck where?
I just read one and that's scary.
Oh, where?
Lee on Facebook Live. On Facebook Live, he stuck raisins up each nostril and they got stuck. My mom had to vacuum them out.
Oh, my.
Vacuum them out.
That's insane.
Okay, I'm just going to say right now, I'm not sure if that would be medical advice.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay. That's like the step before you put a fish hook up there to try to fish them out. Like, that would be equally bad.
Oh.
So the reason I ask is because it doesn't require being stupid to get something stuck up your nose. It doesn't even require being young. A scientist trying to invent a virus safety device in Australia ended up with four powerful magnets stuck up his nose.
My God.
And guess what? It had nothing to do with the experiment.
Oh.
He got bored.
What?
Yes. He's Australian. He's a young astrophysicist. And he said, I was thinking about, what he was trying to do is come up with a thing that would make you realize whenever you were going to touch your face. Because they say part of mitigating the spread of the virus, aside from social distancing, is washing your hands and not touching your face, especially your eyes. That's where we get sick a lot of the time, is we touch a surface that has the contaminant on it, and then we touch our eyes, right? Mm-hmm. So this would remind you not to touch your face by creating a magnetic field around your face. I would set on an alarm based on magnets that you wear on your wrists, and then the other magnets would be somewhere close to your face. So he couldn't really figure out how to do it. It would like buzz only if they didn't hold their hands close to their like. So he couldn't figure out how to do it. So at some point, he was trying to do the experiment. And he got bored, and he said, well, you know what? Maybe I'll clip these on my earlobes. Okay, well, okay. Maybe I'll clip these to my nostrils. And then he did, and he couldn't get them out.
Oh, no. My God.
The two magnets got stuck together in opposite nostrils, so he looked like a magnet bull, right?
Right.
And he goes, quote, things went downhill pretty quickly. So he had to go get them medically removed, because it started to hurt.
Crazy.
This is a smart man.
Yeah,
smart man. So, okay, you know what? It doesn't even have to be a kid. Type in the word topic followed by your comment and text that to 77,000 or call the studio 79 Coast or pop on our Facebook Live and tell us what your kid got stuck where. What your kid got stuck where?
Luckily, no, but I put the fear of, like, God in Wyatt if, like, don't you put that anywhere other than here. Like, this doesn't go here.
Right.
Like, he chokes on popcorn all the time, and I'll, like, run down, and I'll be like, are you okay? And he'll be like, wrong pipe. It just went down the wrong pipe. I'm like, oh, my God.
And now he's, like, coughing a little, and you're like, Corona!
Oh, and then he'll go, thumbs up, I'm good. I'm not sick, Mom. I'm like, okay. Do you have fever?
My brother, when he was in second grade, was bored in class and swallowed a quarter by accident. Just messing around in his mouth with this quarter, and he swallowed it by accident. And the nurse couldn't get it out. My cousin, who's like 5 years older than us, he lives over in Scarborough, flipped him up grabbed him by his feet and started shaking him. And the thing popped out.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
That's awesome.
He essentially saved his life. The nurse couldn't get it out. And he was like, his airway was compromised. And he started shaking him from his feet. And the thing popped out.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Crazy. Yeah.
That's hilarious. Well, because as soon as you said that, I thought, I've heard of stuff like that that's kind of scary. Like where like a kid, goes to like make a joke with a coin, but then the coin blocks. I mean, it could block your to your stomach or something. But then that I would imagine that gets caught up in your intestines and stuff.
Oh, for sure. Like the choking aspect of it is the scariest part. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yikes. Yeah, right. And especially if it goes to. Yeah. Ew, that's scary.
Yep.
What's wait. So who was it, Todd? It was your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin Greg. They live over in Scarborough. They're a few years older than I am.
Hold on, we have Greg. We have Greg. Hold on.
God. Oh, good.
There's Greg.